Federal judge sets July 20, 2026, trial date for Ashley Babbitt $30 million wrongful death lawsuit. Texas border business, Judicial Watch, Washington, D.C. Judicial Watch announced today that, following a hearing on September 20, Judge Ana C. Reyes of the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia scheduled a trial date of July 20, 2026, for the $30 million wrongful death suit filed on behalf of the estate and the family of Ashley Babbitt, who was shot and killed in the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, by then Capitol Police Lieutenant Michael Byrd. Discovery in the lawsuit has also commenced as the court continues to consider Ashley's motion to retransfer the lawsuit to California, where it was originally filed earlier this year. Ashley Babbitt, 35, owned and operated a successful pool business with her husband Aaron. Ashley traveled alone from San Diego to Washington, D.C., to attend the Women for America First, aka Save America, rally on January 6, 2021, at the Ellipse. The wrongful death lawsuit was filed on January 5, 2024, in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of California against the U.S. government on behalf of the family of Ashley Babbitt, estate of Ashley Babbitt and Aaron Babbitt, et al., versus United States of America. Number 324-CV-00033. The lawsuit includes claims against the U.S. government for wrongful death, assault and battery, and various negligence issues. The Judicial Watch complaint recounts. The shooting occurred at the east entrance to the Speaker's lobby. After demonstrators filled the hallway outside the lobby, two individuals in the crowded, tightly packed hallway struck and dislodged the glass panels in the lobby doors and the right door side light. Lieutenant Byrd, who is a United States Capitol Police commander and was the incident commander for the house on January 6, 2021, shot Ashley on sight as she raised herself up into the opening of the right door side light. Lieutenant Byrd later confessed that he shot Ashley before seeing her hands or assessing her intentions or even identifying her as female. Ashley was unarmed. Her hands were up in the air, empty, and in plain view of Lieutenant Byrd and other officers in the lobby. *. The facts speak truth. Ashley was ambushed when she was shot by Lieutenant Byrd. Multiple witnesses at the scene yelled, "You just murdered her, LT." Byrd was never charged or otherwise punished or disciplined for Ashley's homicide. The lawsuit also alleges, Lieutenant Byrd, who is a U.S. Capitol Police commander and was the incident commander for the house on January 6, 2021, shot Ashley as she raised herself up into the opening of the right door side light. Not one member of Congress was in the lobby, which was guarded by multiple armed police officers. Additional armed police officers were in the hallway outside the lobby and or on the adjoining stairway. Ashley could not have seen Lieutenant Byrd, who was positioned far to Ashley's left and on the opposite side of the doors, near an opening to the retiring room, a distance of approximately 15 feet and an angle of approximately 160 degrees. Sergeant Timothy Lively, one of the armed officers guarding the lobby doors from the hallway, later told officials investigating the shooting, "I saw him. There was no way that woman would have seen that." Lieutenant Byrd, who was not in uniform, did not identify himself as a police officer or otherwise make his presence known to Ashley. Lieutenant Byrd did not give Ashley any warnings or commands before shooting her dead. The D.C. District Court also continues to consider Ashley's motion to retransfer the lawsuit to Babbitt's home of San Diego, where it was originally filed. Ashley Babbitt's family is relieved Ashley's case is moving forward to trial on all fronts. They seek justice and accountability for Ashley's violent and lawless death at the hands of U.S. Capitol Police Lieutenant Byrd, said Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton. In April 2024, records from the U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, in a separate Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, lawsuit showed that the FBI opened a criminal investigation of Air Force veteran Ashley Babbitt after her killing and listed four potential violations of federal law, including felony rioting and civil disorder. In September 2023, Judicial Watch received records from the Executive Office for United States Attorneys, a component of the Department of Justice, in a FOIA lawsuit that detailed the extensive apparatus the Biden Justice Department set up to investigate and prosecute January 6 protesters. A previous review of records from that lawsuit highlighted the prosecution declination memorandum justifying the decision not to prosecute U.S. Capitol Police Lieutenant Michael Byrd for the shooting death of Babbitt. In January 2023, documents from the Department of the Air Force, Joint Base Andrews, MD, showed U.S. Capitol Police Lieutenant Michael Byrd was housed at taxpayer expense at Joint Base Andrews after he shot and killed U.S. Air Force veteran Ashley Babbitt inside the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. In November 2021, Judicial Watch released multiple audio, visual and photo records from the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department about the shooting death of Babbitt on January 6, 2021, in the U.S. Capitol building. The records included a cell phone video of the shooting and an audio of a brief police interview of the shooter, Michael Byrd.